Harris campaign manager promises citizenship to migrants who do it in the right way. By Neil Monroe on August 30, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris will offer a humane welcome and citizenship to migrants who do it in the right way. Deputy campaign manager Quentin Fuchs told News Nation Thursday night. The vice president is going to continue to make sure that our border is secure in a humane way, while also making sure that people who come here, that we are also offering them a pathway to citizenship for people who do it in the right way. So that's where the vice president's focus is, he emphasized. Harris campaign, giving details on her border wall stance, putting the cart before the horse, have to get her elected. Fuchs' phrase, who do it in the right way, is vague and potentially unlimited. Since 2021, Harris has not shown any disagreement with President Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas has smuggled at least 1 million economic migrants into the United States via what he described as legal pathways. Those pathways include the CB01 parole visas, the CNHV parole visas for workers from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela, and the release of asylum seekers who are required by law to be detained until their asylum cases are decided. Those supposedly legal pathways have attracted and released more than 3 million poor migrants into American communities, workplaces, schools, and hospitals. Under Fuchs' statement, those migrants are crossing the border in the right way, and so deserve citizenship. This supposedly legal inflow has lowered wages and raised housing prices, so shifting vast wealth from younger Americans to the older Wall Street investors who have backed Mayorkas, and who are backing Harris' 2024 campaign. However, the progressives in Harris' campaign also want to raise trillions of dollars in taxes for many of the wealthy people who gain economically from migration. That migrate and tax plan matches the tax policy set by California Democrats. Fuchs' description of Harris' policy does not contradict her very vague policy commitments made to CNN host Dan Bash during their Thursday evening interview. Harris first portrayed herself as an opponent of illegal migration when host Dana Bash asked, "You raised your hand, in a 2019 debate, that asked whether or not the border should be decriminalized. Do you still believe that?" "I believe there should be consequences," Harris responded, vaguely. "We have laws that have to be followed and enforced, that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally, and there should be consequences." Later in the interview, Harris also said that her values have not changed. "My value around what we need to do to secure our border, that value has not changed," she said. Her record, however, shows that her values include tolerance for mass migration into American society and economy. In July, she told CNN that she would solve the border problem with a law that create us a pathway to citizenship. "The solutions are at hand. Trump's border wall is just a stupid use of money," she tweeted in 2017. "I will block any funding for it. We should be using that money for infrastructure, Medicare for all, or tuition-free college," she said in 2018. Harris's evasions were promptly accepted by the New York Times, which reported. In her first television interview as the Democratic nominee for president, Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday defended her ideological shift to the political center, saying she would appoint a Republican to her cabinet but promising, "My values have not changed.